We have a live jazz concert on Fresh Air today with singer Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz. As jazz critic Bob Blumenthal wrote, Jordan unmistakably conceives of her voice as an instrument, and she is a great musician. Sheila Jordan has said that if it weren't for Charlie Parker, she'd probably have become a country singer. She grew up in a coal mining town in Pennsylvania. When she was 12, she moved to Detroit, where she heard Parker and decided that was her music. She made her first album for Blue Note in 1963, but she was a single mother, and it was hard to support herself with her music, so she took a day job as a secretary in an advertising agency, where she worked until earlier this year. Now Jordan is acknowledged as one of today's most talented jazz singers, and she has become influential on younger singers through her records, performances, and workshops. Her records include a 1983 album of duets with Harvey Swartz and a new Japanese CBS import called Body and Soul. Bassist Harvey Swartz has played with many people, including Stan Getz, Grover Washington, Gil Evans, Zoot Sims, Pat Metheny, and Dave Sanborn. His latest album with his group Urban Earth is called It's About Time on Gaia Records. He's also recorded three albums as a leader on Gramavision Records. Sheila Jordan, Harvey Swartz, welcome to Fresh Air. And why don't we get the concert going?
This is for you, Terry.
Oh, thanks.
Thought of you, and I forget to do those little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem, to me you're everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you. Those little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem, to me you're everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Thank you. You never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Thank you very much. Terry, you were a wonderful audience. That was a beautiful song that was recorded many years ago by Nat Cole, and now we'd like to follow that up with Body and Soul. I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days longing, and I'm wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you, I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you would turn away from my romance. Are you pretending? Don't the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you.
We're featuring a live concert today with singer Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz, and they've played together off and on for years, and as you can hear for yourself, they really sound terrific. I want to talk with you both a little bit about your music before we resume the concert, but before we even do that, we're going to take a very short break, and then we'll be back. This is Fresh Air. Singer Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz here doing a live concert. And I want to talk with you a little more before we resume the concert. To me, hearing you both in this kind of duet setting really brings both of your musicianship out so well. I think it's just like a perfect setting, and I want to ask each of you what you get out of a duo setting as opposed to playing with a larger group, which you also do, I should say. Sheila, what about you? What works about a duet with you and a bass?
Well, I it's love, you know. I just love it. I guess I just get a tremendous feeling of a oneness. I sometimes feel that Harvey and I become one person when we're doing this, and I love the freedom, and I like the fact that he's there with me, and that any crazy thing I might hear or want to do, he's going to be there for me. And it's never deliberate, never planned. It's just, I love it.
Harvey?
Well, for me, it lets me approach the bass in a different way than I normally get to do because I can use the bass as a full orchestra. I like to use it for different colorations and not just for playing walking bass lines. And then the interaction is really special because Sheila is so responsive to things that I do that I can try different things on the bass, like even bring her in the wrong key once in a while. And it's okay. So we have fun with the music. There's never any uptight moments.
Sheila, I had quoted you in the introduction when you had said that if it hadn't been for Charlie Parker, you'd probably be singing country music.
That's right.
Because you grew up in a coal mining town
right.
in Pennsylvania. Do you think that you hear that influence in your singing now?
I just came back from London and somebody over there had said to me, did you ever sing country? So I guess that's the answer. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that in you know, from like the early days before I got into my teens and heard Bird. I'm sure that it's there.
When you were in Detroit and you were listening to Parker, he would invite you, and in New York, too, he would frequently invite you to sit in
yes.
With the band. It occurs to me that really a lot of the beboppers didn't have nearly as much respect for singers as they did for instrumentalists. Was that not the case with Parker?
With Bird, it wasn't the case, no. He was very, very open. And, you know, sometimes saying that I sat in with him sometimes turns into worked with him, which has never been true. You know,
turns into what?
Worked with him.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
they get that, you know, that sort of thing all turned around, which is not true. No, he was very, very supportive to me.
But did you feel you were up against that, the idea that a lot of the musicians didn't take singers as seriously as they took people who could play piano or bass or tenor?
I think maybe a little bit in Detroit at first because everybody was out there trying to do his thing and it got a little bit like that. But I must say that the jazz musicians have been wonderful with me and have always supported what I've done and always encouraged what I've been doing. But I know it was there, but it just didn't get too much to me.
I remember when I first found out that you had been working day job for years in an advertising agency,
my life.
Yeah, I thought, like, how could this be possible? How could this singer possibly be spending her days typing? But for years, up until earlier this year, that's how you primarily made a living. Why did you have to do that?
Well, because I couldn't sing the music that I wanted to sing, and I really wanted to keep the music that the way I sing pure, and I didn't want to have to go out and hassle gigs that were weddings and, you know, bar mitzvahs and different things, club dates, top 40s, because I can't do that. I don't do it well. There's people that do it so much better. So I didn't really mind that, and I couldn't take a chance on when I was going to work next because I didn't want to bring my daughter up the way I had been brought up. I wanted that financial security of food and rent being there.
Well, a funny thing happened earlier this year. You were laid off.
I was laid off. I was devastated. But I'd prayed that I would, hey, now that I'm almost 60, please let me sing more. And then one day I was called in after 21 years at this particular place and told, well, we're merging and we're getting rid of the department. Do you know, I really was devastated. And then I thought, well, be careful what you pray for. You might get it. And I've been working ever since in music.
Well, this has freed up time for you to do more concerts.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't know how I ever did it before, sang and worked the day job. It's wonderful.
Well, it's a lucky break for those of us who've been your fans for so long, because now you'll be performing more.
Thank you.
And, you know, we were talking about your country influence and your bop influence, and I think we'll hear both of that in the next set that you're going to perform. So let me reintroduce you and begin the second half of our concert with singer Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz.
children got rhythm. All God's children got swing. Ain't got money and we ain't got shoes. We got rhythm, chase away the blues. All God's children got troubles. Troubles don't mean a thing. When we start to sing, troubles fade away. All God's children got bebop. When I spoke to you the day, my heart began to stray to you, my love. It's always way with you, my love. And as we danced, my heart began to do a number. Wonder why it beat so. I guess I really knew because I fell in love with you. Knew I really couldn't tell myself to believe what my eyes said to me. And as we danced, sing like chorus of violins, blazing music in my ears. I go where the ways to use. And so I say to you, my sweet, I wish I could repeat this happy meeting, but my heart was starting to grieve. And so I guess this is the best way out, because I know you don't believe me. Oh, how could you deceive me once that there would never be another one I care for like I care for you? Because to you, my love was true. It's best, because with you I thought my love would really last. These words were written many, 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 many years ago, when I used to sing with two cats in Detroit. The lyrics were written by Skeeter Spite. Well, he was one of the cats that I sang with. It's to a Miles Davis line called Little Willie Leaps. And me and Skeeter Spite and Leroy Mitchell used to bebop all night long to all the bebop songs. God's children got swing. Ain't got money and we ain't got shoes. We got rhythm, chase away the blues. Oh, God's children got troubles. Troubles don't mean a thing. When we start to sing, troubles fade away. Oh, God's children got bebop. When I spoke to you the other day, my heart began to stray to you, my love. And so I was weird with you, my love. And as we danced, my heart began to do a number. Wonder why it beat so. I guess I really knew because I fell in love with you. Knew I really couldn't tell myself to believe what my eyes said to me. And as we danced, sing like chorus by lens, plays music in my ears. Go over the ways to years. And so I say to you, my sweet, I wish I could repeat this happy meeting, but my heart was starting to grieve. And so I guess this is the best way out, because I know you don't believe me. How could you deceive once that there would never be another one I cared for like I care for you? Because to you, my love was true. It's past, because with you I thought my love would really last. I'm a man, I'm a man. For the water is white, I shall not get o'er, neither have I wings to fly. But give me a boat that can carry two, then both shall row, my love and I. Oh, I leaned my back up against an oak. I thought it was a trusty tree. First it swayed, and then it broke. Thus did my true love do unto me. Love is handsome, and love is fine, and love's a jewel when it is new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like morning dew. I shall not get old, neither have I wings to fly, but give me a boat can carry me through, then I shall row my memories and I.
Thank you for a very, very special concert. That was really beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Our pleasure, Terry.
Performing with us live today, singer Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz. And if you want to hear more of their work on record, they have an album together from a few years ago called All Time Feeling. Sheila Jordan's latest album is called Body and Soul. It's a Japanese import on CBS Records. And Harvey Swartz's latest album with his own group, Urban Earth, is called It's About Time. And thank you both so much. Oh, just a wonderful concert. Thank you.
You were a great audience. God, can we hire you?
We take you everywhere we play from now on.
Oh, I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.